It's a say good morning to Janice Anderson. Of course, she is our decor DIY queen and founder of homedesign.co.za. Good morning, Janice.
Morning, guys. How are you this cold weekend?
Toasty. No complaints. Hope you are too.
Okay. Yeah, I believe we're going to be talking about moths, moths, fish moths.
You know what, Janice, if you've ever been in the unfortunate position of picking up or grabbing your favorite T-shirt out of the drawer and as you know, going through your day and at some point, usually around about lunchtime, lots of things happen around lunchtime, around about then, you look down and sort of in the midriff, this is now personal experience,
yes.
In the midriff, round about the belly button area, wondering when and how did this little hole occur? And why did no one tell me I look like a street urchin? Like, what's going on here? This was not intentional. How do we deal with fish moths? What causes them? And, yeah, all those things.
Yeah, look, the thing is, I think, especially in older homes as well, it doesn't really affect newer homes. Mm. But if you live in an older home, they're inevitable. You're going to get fish moths.
Ugh.
You're going to get clothes moths. There's no denying it. You're going to get them whether you want them or not.
Mm.
The idea is to stay on top of it. I mean, you get mothballs, but nobody's using those anymore because they're so toxic.
Nobody wants to smell like a mothball.
Oh, they're horrible. You also get, I've got little blocks of wood that I put cedar essential oil on, and that does help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make sure you put that oil on all the time. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective. But the easiest way, and probably the best way, in a number of ways, is actually going through your clothes. I mean, it's cold. You want to spend time at home. Make this weekend a time that you're going to go through your closet, your linen cupboard, your blanket chest. Take everything out. Check over it. Look for insect pupae cases or little tiny microscopic droppings. Put everything in the tumble dryer.
Mm.
Just give it a nice spin. I mean, it's cold, so the tumble dryer is also going to warm up the home a little bit. Or put it outside in the sunshine.
Sure.
UV rays are good for disinfecting and that type of thing. Don't just put your clothes away and leave them away, forgotten about for the next year to 2 years or 10 years or more. Take the time to take them out, go through them, toss out or donate anything that's already got holes in. Prevent fish moths and clothes moths from eating your clothes simply by refreshing your closet every 4 to 6 months, putting the stuff in the tumble dryer, going through it, folding it neatly and putting it back in the cupboard.
Are they specifically or only looking for to nibble on fabric, or is there something in the fabric? Is it the fact that your clothes are maybe stained or perhaps... What are they looking for specifically? I mean, we refresh, we do the cedarwood oil.
Yes.
We might do, if you're strong enough and can tolerate it and aren't scared of the smell, you might do fish moths. What are they looking for?
So the thing is, those insects or any kind of moth will eat anything. It's not just your clothes. It's your bedding. It's even carpets. Anything that they find in the textile category, they love it. And it's always important as well. I mean, some people, they wear their jerseys, they put it back in the cupboard, then all of a sudden they forget it wasn't washed before, they put it away, put it in a bag or put it in storage, and the moths straight away pick up that there's something there that's yummy. I mean, they love stains, they love body oils, anything like that. So make sure you clean everything before you put it away.
All right, fantastic stuff. Thanks so much, Janice. And of course, if you can zip them into one of those sealable bags, even
that's
better.
It.
That tends to help, right? Tell me that's
definitely
foolproof.
Those vacuum bags, and you can buy them at most stores these days, or find them online. You just get a bag. You attach it to your vacuum cleaner and you suck the air out and then seal the bag. There's no way moths or fish moths can get into that. So if you've got a linen cupboard and it is getting attacked by moths, rather put them in the vacuum bag so that you know they're going to be fresh next time you take them out.
All right. Fantastic. Janice, always a pleasure. And you can find that article, that blog post on dealing with fish moths or clothes moths on homedesign.co.za. Janice Anderson is, of course, a DIY and decor expert.